A long line of activists marched to the federal courthouse in Rapid City on Wednesday, June 12th, to show their opposition to the state's riot-boosting law. The protesters then attended a federal hearing held to determine if the law should be temporarily enjoined from going into effect while litigation continues. One of the plaintiffs who sued the state is Nick Tilson. He says protest is a vital component of democracy that should be encouraged, not punished.
Defend!
The land!
The land!
Our voices!
Our voices!
Won't be silent!
Won't be silent!
Our voices!
Nick Tilson introduces himself as a citizen of the Oglala Lakota Nation, the father of four, and the president and CEO of Endian Collective. He led the rally at the federal courthouse, calling on marchers not to allow their voices to be silenced. The group then went into the building to fill a courtroom, with overflow people moved into an adjacent room where audio was piped in. Endian Collective and Tilson individually are plaintiffs in the lawsuit. Tilson says he has been an organizer since he was young, and he lists the issues he's been involved with.
Protection of sacred sites, you know, indigenous people's rights, protection of the environment, environmental justice, climate justice.
Tilson says if South Dakota's law is enforced, advocates for any cause could be sued civilly and charged criminally if a protest turns to violence. He says the law criminalizes people's active participation in democracy rather than acknowledging the valuable role activists play.
Some people become state legislators. Some people are organizers and activists that are designed to challenge the legality of things, push the country in a new direction. You know, everybody from the women's suffrage movement to Cesar Chavez to Martin Luther King to the rise of Standing Rock.
Tilson, Endian Collective, and other plaintiffs are represented by the ACLU. In the courtroom, attorney Stephen Pivar told Judge Lawrence Pearsall that his clients are currently affected by the law because they are planning to protest the Keystone XL pipeline if it is built, and they fear their actions now could lead to criminal or civil penalties in the future. Judge Pearsall will issue an order at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.